This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Denver Nuggets are finally celebrating a title that's eluded them for half a century, NBA champions. CPR's John Daly is among the sea of Nuggets fans partying in downtown Denver today.
Everybody that I've talked to said they're just proud of the city, happy to be celebrating another championship after the Avs won last year, after celebrating the Broncos in style in 2015. The city is alive and celebrating and having fun, and people are enjoying it. Good times.
About 500,000 people were expected to attend today's Nuggets championship parade through downtown Denver. Alberto Portalatin spends every game dressed as the Joker, the Batman one, in honor of star center Nikola Jokic. He's been a fan since he moved to Colorado Springs in 1987, and those years included plenty of heartbreakers.
Sometimes there were tears coming out. I had to drive back after a devastating loss, so now this is very rewarding. This is basically rewarding for all those times going back to Colorado Springs, with that bad feeling that we should have won, but now this one pays off right now.
This is the first NBA championship in Nuggets history. The newspaper printing press will stop rolling in Pueblo this summer. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
More than 50 employees in the Pueblo Chieftain's printing and packaging operation will be laid off in mid-August. The paper reports its parent company, Gannett, says the closure is due to costly capital improvements needed at the facility. Printing will move to the Denver Post. The Pueblo News Guild Union issued a statement noting Gannett's downsizing of its holdings nationwide and expressing concern about the future of the 154-year-old paper. The press also prints dozens of other area publications. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado's State Board of Education voted in Susana Cordova Wednesday afternoon, making her the state's first Latina Education Commissioner. This is CPR News and KRCC.